Alaska State Fair to Midland. All right, we got some sponsors we want to thank, but first we want to ask you, anyone try the pork rinds yet? You like them? All right. How about the pork chop on a stick? Oh, come on, that's it? What about the beef stew? We tried that one. Have you ever bought the vegetables by the barn?
I've never
yet. Oh, God, you got to try that one. It's always a good stew. Well, you got some sponsors. Oh, we want to mention, next week, who's coming to Luke Combs? Raise your hand. All right, right on, right on. And Jim Gaffigan next weekend as well. You can go online to cashcountry1075.com and win yourself a four-pack. And that is going to be up on our website through tomorrow evening. Now, Scott, you have some sponsors you want to thank?
Yeah, we want to thank the AT&T Concert Series. We also would like to thank ConocoPhillips, of course, the Borealis Theater, and a little beverage called Coors Light, y'all. Yep. And one of my personal favorites, Cash Country, 1075. We want to thank y'all for coming out tonight. You boys are going to put on a great show for you tonight. Midland is here in just a couple of minutes.
Heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is older than the trees, younger than the mountain, blowing like a breeze, country road. Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home, country road. Country road, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, Mountain Mama.
those hundreds of miles that have gone behind. Sure, I ain't in it for the love. This ain't just gossip, I'm ready. It's just gossip, I'm ready. Ah. And I tip-toss down the jungle. Cause you ain't got a single on the radio. Tennessee, we got miles of curves, facing the feet, the highways, you only find a mile from me. Sure, I ain't in it full of money. This ain't just got some concrete. This ain't just got some concrete. No, 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 no. Tennessee, we got miles to cover. Facing the beat, if y'all too good to beat on me. Sure ain't happy for the mother. This ain't just cash, I'm
that only exists. Give me the thinnest breath in the life. How we doing, Alaska? This is an historic moment. It's the first time Midland's ever played in the 49th state. I can already tell that it won't be the last. Here's a song from our debut album, On the Rocks. It's called At Least You Cried. State Fair. We're Midland from Austin, Texas, for those of you who've never heard of us before. My brother over here, Mr. Jess Parker Carson, Mr. Cameron Duddy, and myself, Mark Weistrack, we started this band about 5 years ago over a love for soulful, well-written music.
Yeah. Thank you. from the stage. We got up here yesterday and we've been enjoying your beautiful state.
Hey, what did the Gator Boys have for dinner last night, Jess?
Well, we didn't have gator. We had some crab legs.
The best crab I've ever had in my life.
Anyone ever seen a gator up here? He knows what I'm talking about.
How's our people in the back? Make some noise for us, Victor, huh? Okay. How about my people a bit to the right over there? Your left. There we go. All right, how about y'all right up front here? Make some noise. Tell them what's up, huh? We've been told that it usually rains, but we brought the Texas weather with us today.
All right, Mark. You see these two kids with the sunglasses on? That's cool. That's the look, babe.
That's the look, man.
Yeah, that's the look, baby.
Thank you for pointing out your look, Cam.
That's the look, dude. Yeah, all right. A lot of good looking.
If there's anybody to emulate in this band, don't not emulate him, man. Don't do it, man. It's dangerous. Be bad for your health.
Hey, if you're going to copy anybody, copy the best, dude. Sorry, Jeff, what were you saying?
Some folks call us the Gator Boys.
Gator Boys will shoot the blue and all the time. When that clock came through, the door could have hurt. Why the cards came for? I said, take a look at my boots.
Here come the Gator Boys on the wrong side of the track. Got dial, got dial, and the boots down the line. Here come the Gator Boys. Here are the mighty shouts. Radio for the snow, and from the old time.
A two, a three.
Gator Boys in our ring.
Watching all the cars go by, five, seven, three. Down the alligator boys come speed by the flag. Policeman get that car, they're all in the line. Here come the Gator Boys, ladies can't resist. We're just here for a good time, you know, the past is great.
What do you think, Jess? How did you do on that one?
That's so good.
Do you want to do it again or you got it?
Do it one more time.
That gets sweeter with time. Here come the Gator Boys. Everybody raise your hands. Come on, rock it. People come from miles of Zion to the hill, baby, bang. Here come the Gator Boys. Radio for these long welcome to your time. Radio for these long welcome to your
Well, this is one of our favorite songs from one of our favorite bands. I want to come down here too. Hold on, I gotta do a show first.
Rolling down backwards, Tennessee byways. One on my way. Holding my liver with the air, a sweet, soft southern air. Worked hard all week, got a little jingle on a Tennessee Saturday night. Couldn't feel better, I'm together with my dear Seattle light. Spent my another parking lot underneath the mountain blue lights. The odor of time made me love it. Little turned on the Mason-Dixon line. This my life, oh, so right. With my dear Seattle light. With my dancing hand. Yes.
How many lovers we got out there today? I see some young, I see some older. My advice to the younger lovers is you should seek the advice of your elders and ask them about it. I think they'll tell you that the good things in life, they never come easy. And the greatest thing in life, love, it's incredible and it gets you going, but it ain't an easy thing. You gotta work for it. Sometimes you gotta be a little tougher than the rest, if you know what I mean.
Well, it's Saturday night, you're all dressed up in blue. I've been watching you a while. Maybe you've been watching me too. So somebody right now lift somebody's heart in the mess. Well, if you're looking for love,
honey, I'm tough and wild. Some girls they wanna have some time. Not some good looking Joe. Some mamas they're all like a sweet talking Romeo. Well, maybe like you did. I find you get weak to get. So if you're up and down for now, honey, I'm tough and real. Oh, there's no to them things in life. But I want you to know I'm working for you. Boyfriend, they could pass the test. If you wasn't ready for now, honey, I'm doubling the risk. Oh,
got some Springsteen fans out here. Well, if you like that song, we cut that live with the band in about 2 hours in Nashville a couple months ago. We put it up exclusively with Spotify. And we sent it out to Bruce Springsteen, and you real Springsteen fans will notice that we dropped the third verse and doubled the bridge. And see, he knows what we're talking about. My man with the cowboy hat, he knows what's up. And we have not heard back from Bruce Springsteen, so we don't know if he really likes it. So we're just going to assume that it's his favorite song and we're Bruce Springsteen's new favorite band. That's the narrative that we're sticking to, folks. It works. I had a couple people walking through the crowd today. I walked through the fair. We all were cruising through there. So I met a couple of you out there. Nice to see you guys. And one sweet lady asked me, she said, are y'all going to play 14 years? And I said, we weren't going to. But because she asked so sweetly, we added it to the set. And this song's really special because almost exactly 4 years ago and some change, me, Jess, and Cam got together for the first time out in at the Sonic Ranch in West Texas, right on the Mexican border there. Pretty far, about almost as far away from Alaska as you can get. And we were just playing and writing music and recording together for the first time because that's what we loved. And we just went out there just to do it for the hell of it, just to make some music. And we had no ideas that our lives were about to change quite dramatically. And here we are 4 years later. We got a number one song, we got a couple Grammy nominations and ACM. And we we got paid to fly up to one of the most beautiful places in the world and play music up in Alaska. So life is good. And the point of this song is that you always got to have dreams. And if you believe in it, you got to stick to it. You got to go as hard as you can. Go all the way. Here's a song that reflects that. It's going to be on our second album coming out in March 2019. A little song called 14 Gears. Let's do it, boys.
And the driving rain, I'll be crossed the Rocky Mountains in the morning. And it's one too many lonely nights when the highway comes a day away from life. Seems like about the time I'm getting there, I'm going to the Peterbilt wine, down the salted white line. Make no money, I don't make it there on time. It's the Dallas and Gone. Party it up until I'm on. I've got 14 gears to get you back in my.
free guitar.
Thank you. We just wrote that sitting in our hotel room this morning, and
some of the kids would have believed that. You guys,
come on. They wouldn't have known any better, right? Well, speaking of writing, we wrote this next song that's on our debut album, On the Rocks. We were in Nashville. Gosh, must have been about almost, I don't know when, it doesn't matter. It was a while back, a couple moons back. We didn't really feel like being there. We were sick, we were tired. We had been away from home for like a month, 2 months straight. And just Cameron and I all hailed from out west originally. We weren't born in Texas, but we got there as fast as we could. And then we got to Alaska as quick as possible as well. But anyhow, we love the big blue skies and we love the mountains, man. You know, getting out the mountains and the cold streams and the ice cold beer and the beautiful women. And you know what else we like? That's illegal in some states. John Denver. We freaking love John Denver. So if you don't like John Denver, you can kiss my you know what, man. So this is a little love song to John Denver, to ice cold beer, pretty women, blue skies, and the mountains like I'm looking at right here in beautiful Alaska. And I need an altitude adjustment. Yeah, how and how did I feel it? From Blue Mountain, green love. I made an altitude adjustment. Damn, if I get it and the music said, damn, I'm gonna sit here and watch your day. Backing up my six string drinks in my waist. Yeah, fair. Yeah.
Guitars over Mr. Luke Hutchins, huh? That's the magic of live music. You're sitting there playing, and you start a song with your own cowboy hat on. And by the time you finish, you got your lead guitarist hat on. I don't know how that happened. I blocked out for a minute. I can't remember what happened. That's a good-looking hat, but this 1964 Stetson is probably worth a little bit more. Is that you thought our trade? It's a cool hat, don't get me wrong, but this one's been with me since the beginning. I got this in Midland, Texas, you know, and I gotta keep this one. Well, sir, I love your enthusiasm. I see you singing every single song along. See if you can catch this, right? You got it, son of a gun, wow. I'm getting pretty damn good at that. I'm like a ninja with these things. Well, you know what? This next song is something I know that the great citizens of Alaska and all the visitors up here, they know about because you kind of feel it. It reminds me of like a colder, more chill Hawaii. You know what I mean? Everybody's got a little bit of an aloha spirit. That's what this next song's about. It's about the greatest thing in the world. It's my favorite four-letter word. Well, second favorite sometimes, depending on how much I've drank. But this is the greatest thing in the world. You can't buy or sell this thing legally in Alaska. Not like some other things that you can't buy and sell legally here. Of course, I'm talking about a little word that starts with an L, and then an O, and then a V. Woo-hoo! That's a good beer. That's also the last word and letter in that word. It's about love, Alaska! Should we make a little?
Can't be wrong, what I feel. See, I'm just riding my blues away. Today you see, she just had to be free. Lord, I've got to carry on.
He's right there with those cowboy hats, the white girl in the white, she's got a cup of Corona.
Thank you.
some more, huh? Introduce to you the hardest working band in all of the North American land, and even sometimes Europe, and quite even possibly Mexico sometimes. These gentlemen are talented, though they're chivalrous. They have good hygiene. They're very, very, very talented at their instruments. But before I get to them, I want to give a special thanks. This is our last fair. We have played the state fair in I don't know how many states this summer, but we have been traveling and playing music all summer. And this is Midland's last fair of 2018, and it's been a hell of a ride. We have literally been all across this country. This is officially the 50th state we've ever been to, so this is pretty exciting. So make some noise for our official, unofficial bartender and monitor guy, Mr. Chris Heinhold, right here on the side. Ladies, he is single, ready to mingle. Make some noise for not just our tour manager, but he's our front of house sound guy. We call him TSB. Can everybody chant TSB? Go TSB, 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 yes. Right there, back there, ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for our front of the house tour manager, Mr. Robert Eco! This man right here with the best view, he won't admit it, but he loves the view of me, Jess, and Cam, and our tight wranglers every night. I call him the professor because I learn something from him every single day. This man is an encyclopedia of information, but especially of music. He plays the keyboards, he plays the bass, he even plays the saxophone, and he can sing like the little angel face that he is. Make some noise for our number one lead drummer, Mr. Robert Kahn! Save a little bit. Come up here. You're hiding back here. This man has been with the band since the very beginning. If you listen to 14 Gears on YouTube, you'll hear him playing guitar on that. He's one of the baddest, most major dudes in all the music business. He's also like MacGyver. He can fix anything if you gave him a snorkel, some duct tape, and some copper wire. Make some noise for our genius, the badass Texan himself, Mr. Luke Hot Legs Cutchin on lead guitar!
and of course, my two brothers who we've been through so much that now we're no longer just friends, we're no longer bandmates. I could literally, if I had to, I could hand sketch these guys butt naked. I've seen them so much on our tour bus. Eight guys, there's nothing left to hide behind. We've been through it all. We've traveled the entire world together, writing music, recording music, playing music. Each one of us has fought one another at a different time. Sometimes once all three of us were fighting, we've drank together, we've done stupid things together, we've grown together. And now we're all the way up in the top of the world in Alaska playing our music for you 4 years later. So this is pretty damn cool. Jess, you're from the Northwest. This is, what do you guys call this? The North Northwest?
I have no idea.
Jess is an Oregonian, man. I met him down in LA land over a decade ago. He's the reason why I moved out to Texas, and a huge part of the reason why Midland exists. He's an incredible songwriter. He's a talented guitar player. And he's one of my favorite singers. Make some noise for my brother, Mr. Jess Parker Carson! It was an awkward moment when we both came down at the elevator at the hotel. And we were wearing pretty much the same shirt in a different color, but it's a little different. Mine has the great state of Alaska on it, which is pretty cool.
Mine has just a pot leaf on it.
It's a beautiful...
you can wear it anywhere.
It's an Alaskan maple leaf, right?
You can wear it to any state.
Cameron is the guy that gets things done in the band. He keeps the time, he keeps the pace, he makes everybody step it up. He's a talented musician. Someday he's going to be a good bass player. He's one of my favorite singers. He's got good breath. His breath is pretty good. He brushes his teeth only twice a week because he's super thrifty. He's taught me how to save money on the road, and that's one of the first. He said, Mark, first off, only brush your teeth twice a week on the road. I've learned that from him. I've stolen all kinds of moves. I introduced him to his wife, lucky bastard. He'd probably be dead or in jail, or dead, brought back to life, then put in jail again. So he pretty much has me to thank for all of his success and his good luck and his fortune. Make some noise for my other brother from a different mother and the same father twice removed. Our bass player, our singer, and our second best drum player in the band, Mr. Cameron Dunning!
We introduce him. Sometimes you just don't feel like it. But if you clap hard enough, I'll introduce this next man in time. Like this. He's like Tinkerbell. The harder you clap, the harder he comes to life. This man I'm about to introduce has been to college twice. This man is a humanitarian, and he has successfully raised a pack of mice. True. When you take off all of this man's clothes, including his hat, his watch, his socks, and his underwears, this man looks very nice.
Let me do it. I think I'm catching on. I think I got it.
It's just a rhyme scheme.
I'm gonna do one.
Yeah. This man is as cool as a polar bear. That's exactly right. See you, Ryan. Okay. Straight out of Arizona. The surfing cowboy himself. Fresh off of his mama's teeth. All blue eyes. 6'3". 202. Biceps. Like, something huge.
Same old blue beyond. this ain't one of those. It is because people say I got a grind to drive. There ain't no reason to stop. People saying I don't hit my mind. It's good I'm living out the line. There's a broken heart of mine. They keep on talking, drawing conclusions. They got a little problem, I call it a solution. This is the mirror of my grand illusions. They got a little problem, I call it a solution. People say I got a drive to drive, but I got no problem driving. People say I got a drive to drive. I've been no reason to stop.
Let me hear you last, come on.
People say I don't hit my body. It's good I'm living out the ride. Yeah, the bloody heart. They keep on talking, drawing conclusions. They call it a problem, I call it a solution. It's just a man on my friend's illusions. They call it a problem, I call it a solution. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cow. Tell me what you think, Alaska. Tell me what you think.
My God. Y'all have made it so worth the trip up here. Thank you guys so much for having us up here.
I think we got an announcement from one of the members of the community here.
Yeah, you want to come up here? Who's going to do this?
Let
this guy up here in the cowboy hat. You can come around.
We got a special announcement from a real Alaskan. By way of Kentucky, bud.
What's your name, man?
I'm Brady Cruzy.
What's in the
box?
Yeah,
I'm Brady Cruzy.
Did you bring me a gift, man?
Yeah, I brought myself a ring.
All right. What would you like to say, man? Go and take the microphone, sir.
Man, I just want to say I love this woman with all my heart. And I want to spend the rest of my life with her.
But where is she?
Come up. Oh, she's over here somewhere. Here she come. Here she come. Come over here, Kayla. That's my baby.
She's wearing a Midland shirt. This is the first ever for us.
I just want to say I want to spend the rest of my life with you, baby.
I approve, man. Will you marry Mr. Brady?
Of course.
She said yeah! Yeah! Try that beautiful thing on.
Andy and Fitz, ladies and gentlemen. I told you it's all about L-O-V-E, the greatest thing in the world. Make some noise with this handsome young couple, huh? Thank you, guys.
You gotta wear that Midland shirt at the wedding, all right, darling? Right on, man.
Woo!
Wow, that takes a lot of cojones,
genuine.
Man.
That was genuine.
We did that one time at a festival and the guy froze on stage and then...
No, Brady doesn't look like the kind of guy that's going to freeze. Brady.
Make some noise again for this beautiful young couple, huh?
Good job, Cowboy.
It's all about love, man.
Wow.
Well, that's a first for us. That's never happened before. And especially when... Especially when the soon-to-be fiancé is wearing a Midland t-shirt.
You know what they say then?
That's awesome, y'all.
Ladies out there, you know, it's like catching the bouquet. If you buy a Midland shirt and wear it, you may just, in fact, find a man and marry him.
Well, I'll tell you what.
One yet.
Jim, I was ready to wrap it up, but after that, I feel like these guys want some more music, bro.
What, you don't
want
to get married, dude? You're a hellraiser, right? Look at this guy. This guy's been singing all the lyrics tonight with that.
Those glasses, man. I can see myself in those glasses.
Hey, Alaska, you guys, you want us to call? Should we call tonight? Oh, really? I thought you guys had like an 8 o'clock bedtime or something, no? Well, it's Saturday night. Don't you got to go to work tomorrow?
Kojak reruns or something.
What should we do? I don't know, man. Are you sure you want some more music? You know, they say that listening to Midland can be bad for your health. I don't know. You guys sure? Let me know, Alaska. I don't know.
I'm trying to put the whammy on us.
Man, you know what? Boys, I think that these fine folks... The great state of Alaska would like to hear some more music. Should we keep this party going on Saturday night underneath the new Alaska sky? All right, you know what? I can't believe that I'm going to give him this shot. He was our first drummer and he was our second bass player. He's asked me, he said, Mark, I just want to come up and play bass in a Midland show and I want to sing. I think I got what it takes. Cameron was number one. But he was just, him and that bass tonight, they weren't figuring it out, they weren't working out, so I had to pull Cameron out. I made a game time decision. Cam, I'm putting you back on drums. You're going to be back there. Robbie, I can't believe I'm doing this. Cam was number one, you were number two. Cam screwed up, now you're number one, and I'm going to give you your dream shot. But Cam, tell him what's going to happen.
If you screw up just this much, Robbie, you're going to be flying rubber dog shit out of Hong Kong. Tell you that, out of a cargo jet.
Let's keep it going then. Make some noise for Mr. Robin Carl, gonna play some bass and do some singing. Make some noise for Mr. Luke Cutchins. Make some noise for Mr. Jess Parker Carson. Make some noise for Mr. Cameron Daddy. Can do a little singing and some drum playing, all right? Let's do it, Les.
been told, you never slow down, you never grow old. Now screw the clouds, going down, out of myself, out of this pain. Whoa, my wife, oh, there it is. Got to put on that party dress. Buy me a drink, sing a song, take me in the room, cause you can't stay now. Last night's a merry dream, one more time to feel the pain.
Scotch. Well, I really gotta say that this summer has been the wildest summer of all of our lives, and we've literally been all across this land, and to finish our last show of the big summer stretch up here in Alaska, it's extra special, and You guys are great people over here, man. So thank you guys so much for welcoming Bentland up to your beautiful state and up to the state fair. It really is an honor to go up here and play for you guys. You guys have been fantastic. It's a hearty kind of people that live up here, and it's exactly our kind of people, man. So thank you guys so much. We were in Mitchell, South Dakota, playing the world's only Corn Palace the night before. We woke up in Chicago at 5:45 in the morning. We jumped on a plane, flew 6.5 hours up here to Alaska. And then started drinking and eating and drinking and eating. In all seriousness, we're going to take a couple days off, and I'm actually flying home at 1:30 in the morning in a couple hours here. And I'm going to fly home back to my family's ranch in southern Arizona, right in the Mexican border I grew up in. Tomorrow night I will be in my hometown of 500 people, maybe. We don't even have a stoplight. We got a one-way stop sign. You got to cross trucker traffic coming from Mexico. And my dad is going to make me get on stage tomorrow night at our little honky-tonk and sing with the band. And I'll be thinking about this moment. You know, me, Jess, and Cam, and Robbie, and Luke, we all grew up playing music at a young age and dreaming about this stuff and worshiping guys like Bruce Springsteen, George Strait, Gary Stewart, Rolling Stones, the Eagles, and a guy named Bob Seger from Detroit that played some of the greatest American soul music that's ever been recorded. My mother, every night when I was a little kid, she would request the band. After a while at night, my dad would be getting in bar fights. My mom would always ask the band to play this song every night. It would be the last song every single night. A couple months ago, we were sound checking, and I brought this up to the guys, and I said, we should cover that. And everybody kind of, once we covered it a couple times, the song finally, after 30 years of worshiping these guys, it finally made sense. Spending 200, 250, and then 310 days away from home, back-to-back years. I know there's a lot of you, I know there's all of our military men and women that are out there deployed and servicing, so I know how you know how it feels to be away from home and away from everything. Hopefully it's for a good reason. And this song makes a lot of sense, I'm sure, to each and every one of you, but this is going to be our last song of the night. Thank you, Alaska. Thank you to the State Fair for having us. You guys have been truly remarkable. A stand-up audience from the start to finish. We're Midland from Austin, Texas, and we'll see y'all down the road. Thank you so much.
Up on the stage, here I go. flying star again. Here I go. Shaking off the chrome, you pretend it doesn't bother, but you just want to explode. Most times you can hear him talk, but not a consequence. It's the same old cliche. From the amplifiers ringing in your head, the smoke from daylight cigarette, remembering what she said. All you I am, on the road again. Here I am, up on the stage. Here I go. I am starting. Here I go. Starting my way.
We'll keep an eye on you, alright?